owner who has some work done at the house, or maybe you're planning a wedding. At R&R Sanitation, no job too big and no job too small. At R&R Sanitation, their porta potties are 40% larger, and it's all about service, so you don't have to rent as many, and they're cleaner, and they're cleaned on a regular basis. When you call R&R Sanitation, you get a live person 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. 314-776-4000. That's the phone number to R&R Sanitation. R&R Sanitation is proud to be 100% union, Local 660 to be exact. Most of the top construction firms, they all use R&R Sanitation for one reason. They're the best. 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated, 100% union. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
Honey, call John Beal.
Where's my PC desktop?
It's on my desk, of course.
It's also on my smartphone.
My laptop.
My notebook.
As the engines of a smarter planet,
we mid-sized businesses need to be able to work anytime, anywhere.
Wherever I go, my desktop goes with me.
Unless I'd prefer that it didn't.
Like when I'm fishing or something.
The IBM Virtual Desktop for smart business. Designed to reduce desktop management costs. Starting at $12.50 per user per month. Learn more at ibm.com/engines/desktop. Price is subject to change without notice.
Hi, Mark Connolly, General Manager of Connolly Roofing Exteriors. Roofing has been our family tradition for 99 years. Please call us at 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
It's on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
the air.
We're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
German pornography.
Oh, that's the best. The best there is.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to, look at this, it's October.
Amazing.
Already. The October, can it be the third? Yes,
yep.
It can.
Yep.
Edition of Vineyard's Playhouse brought to you by First Community Credit Union, where I do my banking, Cortina does her banking, Peon does his, and Dan does his, and Paul Warner, host of the yard sale that you heard Saturday morning, does his banking as well, and we invite you to do your banking there too. What a beautiful chunk of weather this is. You convertible people, this is why you have a convertible for this weather. Motorcycle, whatever. Make the most of it.
Hey!
Let's do a round of introductions at the control board. It's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are concerned about the future of your investments, right now is the perfect time to get a fresh perspective with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Did your dad jump the gun?
He did.
Yeah. He jumped.
Go
to Mark!
Mark!
Yeah, too early. Messed the whole thing up. Would have been perfect except for that. Tina Delpiez would like... Oh, she'll have the Wood Report tomorrow. Call everybody you know. You don't want to miss that. Right after 4 o'clock. Tina, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Dan Strauss in the house with his trousers...
Hi, everybody. Oh, jumped the gun again.
See what he's doing? You remember that dumb joke where you say knock, knock, and you go, okay, let's do it. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting cow.
It's so stupid.
Still it's funny. We knew it was coming.
Yeah,
it's still
so
funny.
Stupid. It's funny. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Good to see you, Hebe. Bernice is in heaven. Oh, rat boy. You have a joke? Oh, you do? Yeah, he likes knock. He says he likes knock knock jokes. Okay. you're supposed to say knock knock. He says you're supposed to say knock knock, and I'm supposed to say who's there.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Cheese. He's who?
That's not even funny.
Cheese. Cheese.
It's not funny. He didn't even know how to do a knock knock joke. I'll tell you something. These guys know how to play the polka music. That's Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
Knock knock. Who's there? Cheese. Stupid. Stupid red boy. So I'm going to give you a choice on jokes today. Do you want Johnny walking in on his parents, which it hasn't been a year, or do you want patent leather shoes?
Patent leather shoes.
Why did I know that would be the answer? Yeah. But Tina, I'm surprised you would want this. You. Dirty joke lover, you. We are brought to you by First Community Credit Union. I didn't go in today. You know, I go in there 2-3 times a week.
Know what I did?
What'd you do?
Well, I went online and they have a thing. I know I'm it's late to the game, but you can pay all your bills and you just it's just all right there. They just send you a little notification and you click pay and everything's paid.
I do it. It's great. It's the greatest.
Really? This is the first time I looked into it.
I went
really?
In Friday.
Oh my goodness!
I went in Friday and my wife was with me. And she waited. I make her wait in the car because I've told the chicks that work there that I'm not married. Tellers that work at First Community. Because they've asked me, they go, wow, you're handsome. Are you married? No. Nope, I'm sure not. So she waited in the car. And I'm not making this up. This is the hell that I live in. I go in and I came out to the car and she says, don't they have popcorn? And I said, yeah. Why didn't you get any? So I had to go back in.
Not before you leave the car. She goes, "Hey, can you please bring me some popcorn?"
She did, and I forgot it.
Oh, okay.
Oh well, then
you left
fault.
That part of the story out.
Well, yeah, I did because most women, if they care about somebody, would have let me get in the car, realize I forgot it, and then I would have said, "Oh, you know what? I forgot your popcorn." And they would have said, "Well, that's okay."
Yeah.
Not her. What? Where don't they have popcorn? I thought they had popcorn. I said, yes, they do. I forgot. Yeah, you forgot it because you don't ever listen. You don't ever listen. I say something, you don't listen. I said, I'll get the popcorn. I go back in, and they had red popcorn for Cardinals being in the playoffs.
Nice.
Huh? Yeah. Of course, you know what she has to say? Okay. Why is it red?
Oh, boy.
She thought I was trying to poison her. Yeah. And I said, it's red because it's the Cardinal play. Well, what makes it red? What do they put in it? And I said, well, don't worry. It's not anything with calories. It's food coloring. So she's so picky about what she eats. She thought it might have a tenth of a calorie in it.
Oh, boy.
You know what? You go out of your way. You make a second trip just to please them. It's never enough.
You never win.
It's never enough.
And how did you explain that to the girls in there? That you just wanted it for yourself?
I told them it was for my mom. Yeah. I said, my mom's in the car.
See her out there? Look at her.
My crabby mom's in the car.
Well, the windows are tinted, you know.
Oh.
So. Yeah, I got my mom with me. She likes popcorn. So, I did go Friday to First Community Credit Union, and I would invite you. Look, use the popcorn as an excuse if you want to. Just say, I just had an urge, or as Hipperson would say, I was jonesing for some popcorn, and I had heard on the large morning show in the afternoon that you guys had popcorn. I'm not a member. I don't do my banking here, but would you mind? Could I still have popcorn? You know what they'll say? Absolutely. Have all you want. Knock yourself out, you know? And if there's anything else we can help you with, let us know. My guess is eventually we're going to get you. We're going to win you over, and you're going to do all your banking at First Community Credit Union. Simply because it's a great place to bank. FirstCommunity.com is the website. Now, we didn't forget him. We could never forget him. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring, of course, Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab. Your AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
How are you, Bill?
I'm doing great. How could you not be doing great in a beautiful day like today?
You got that right.
Well, Radar Online reports a woman is accusing Ashton Kutcher of cheating on Demi Moore after a drunken night out last weekend.
That's a lie.
And boy, he really did replace Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, no kidding.
Okay. And an Illinois man was arrested after beating a woman and holding her kids hostage. The man had 64 prior arrests.
Oh.
Of course, you better be careful. Illinois is getting really strict. They've just introduced their new 66 strikes and you're outlawed.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They are strict.
Better be careful. Exciting baseball over the weekend. The Cardinals played the Phillies. The Brewers played the Diamondbacks. The Braves and Red Sox played golf.
Oh.
Of course. And finally, this afternoon. Boy, those Rams had another terrible outing yesterday. They've yet to win a game so far this season. I don't want to say they've given up, but in case you missed the broadcast, Sam Bradford was actually seen leaving in the third quarter to beat the traffic.
Yeah, that's funny.
I'm not a huge football guy. I don't know everything that's going on the field, but I feel so bad for that poor Sam Bradford. He looks like he's the only one that knows what the heck is going on out there.
Well, Leno's going to have that same joke tonight.
You watch. Yeah.
He copies you a lot.
Yes, he did. Yeah. He was in town. I wonder if anybody was at the... He was in town with Aretha Franklin on Saturday.
Was that at the new opera house? Yeah. No, you don't
the
want
Oprah
to...
House, as I called it.
We
on
need
Friday.
We need somebody to call and tell us how that went. No.
Yeah, I'd be interested to hear that. The Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company from downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
You know, he's got a good idea there. Oprah should have bought that Kiel Opera House.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's perfect. Yeah. That fits. That's Bill Cleveland. And, of course, he's always brought to you by Laclede Cab. We have a commercial running on this station, and it's for a show with Andy Williams and Ann Margaret. Have you heard this thing?
No.
And I'm not kidding. It says in the commercial, Ann Margaret, it's in Branson. It says, hear the exact words, a real live movie star. That's what it says.
Oh.
What is that? As opposed to what, like a dead movie star? The body of Ann Margaret or something? A real live movie star. Now, last week, I don't know, Wednesday or Thursday, we had a moment with Tina, a dark-haired blonde moment. The name Angela Houston came up, and I said, as we often
Angelica.
I'm sorry, Angelica Houston. And that's right. I don't know why I said Angela. Because Peon's wife's name is Angela. Angelica Houston was in some story that Mike Evans had or whatever. And as we often do, and it's kind of our style of humor, I said, yeah, remember her in that movie? Remember when Angelica Houston was in that movie and they had the line, Angelica, we have a problem. Now, Tina didn't get it. And... let me repeat it again, because I think those of you who listen regularly, you get our crap, okay? Angelica Houston, yeah, that line where they said, Angelica, we have a problem. My wife proceeds to tell me, she happened to be in the car, and she says, oh, by the way, I don't know why you were so hard on Tina. I don't get it either.
Ooh.
So I said, are you kidding? And she said, no, what's so funny about that? And I said, Angelica Houston, Apollo 13. Okay, Apollo 13, Houston, we have a problem. Angela Houston.
Houston, we have a problem.
Angelica.
Yeah, and I did it again. I said, in the movie, Apollo 13, where they say, Houston, we have a problem. And I say the name Angelica Houston, and that famous movie where they said, Angelica, we have a problem. You know what she says to me? She says, she wasn't in that movie.
Ah!
I said, no, I know she wasn't. Let me do this again. Houston, we have a problem. And then there's Angelica Houston. Remember when they said, Angelica, we have a problem? She says, well, they didn't say that. I'm not kidding. It was unbelievable. And I said, okay, you know what? I give up. Go stand with Tina.
I don't know how you do it.
You're not alone. She absolutely didn't get it.
I finally caught on.
Even when you tried to explain
she didn't. She never got it. I said, Angelica, we have a problem. She said, but that's not the line. The line is Houston. I'm not kidding. It just, I gave up.
Oh, I feel vindicated.
Channel 2. Channel 2, what has happened to the news business? I grabbed a piece of paper. It was DVR'd, so I ran it back and wrote it down exactly as I heard it. There was a Channel 2 anchor, and they went to a reporter for an update on the Conrad Murray situation. And the Channel 2 reporter, and keep in mind, this was not a network national, this was somebody at Channel 2, said, well, Sandy Miller, one of the bodyguards reported that he had saw one of the reporters removing things from the house.
He had saw.
One of the bodyguards reported he had saw somebody send your people back to school. Reported he had saw one of the workers, whatever, moving something from the house. No, he had seen. Basic 4th, 5th grade grammar. Go back
That's
to school.
That's impossible.
Yes, it is, Lauren. Now, let me share a great story with you, and this just happened, night before last, Saturday night. And I am giving my Waiter of the Month award to this waiter named Ralph. You're familiar with Bentley's Restaurant? There are Bentley's Restaurants. It's a chain. There's a couple here. They're sort of an English Tudor. There's one at Lake of the Ozarks. It's Bentley's. They're known for their prime rib. So my wife and I had dinner with a friend at Bentley's Saturday night. Our waiter comes over, and the person we're with is looking over things. And you know how you'll say, hey, how's your tilapia? And they'll say, well, that's one of our specialties. Or sometimes a waiter or waitress will say, you know what, it's not my favorite. Here's exactly what this guy said. Our friend loves shrimp scampi. He said, is your shrimp scampi any good? He said, no. That was not any other explanation. He just flat out said no. And I said, what is your name? And he told me, I said, you may be the greatest waiter I have ever seen in my life. I said, I've never heard a waiter do that. I've heard, well, some people like, you know, when they start that hemming and hawing,
right.
You know, it's
like,
not
come
that
on,
good.
Tell me the truth.
Well, we have some customer, but most of our customers don't seem, it's not their favorite. No. How's your shrimp scampi? Is it any good? No. I love that guy. Andy Rooney signed off Sunday. Did anybody see that last night? I thought it was very good. And I have to tell you, Rooney is he's one of the few people who can get away with being a jerk simply by the fact that he's honest enough to admit
he knows he's a jerk.
Yeah, he does not want to give you an autograph. And he flat out said, I'm not giving autographs. I never have. I'm not going to. If I'm eating dinner, leave me alone.
He said, I get paid to write.
He said, I go down the street. He said, I'll walk down the street in New York. And people go, hey, Andy. He goes, I hate that.
He's a curmudgeon.
Oh, my goodness. 92.
Yeah.
And he doesn't read fan mail. And when he does, he almost never responds. And what he said,
he laughed at the people that
he not only laughed at him, he said, what kind of idiot is going to write me a letter? Now, this guy, he's the greatest. I mean, Andy Rooney, have a great retirement. You 92. There was a story earlier today, and when I heard it, I just thought, how could anybody hear this and not just, I mean, laugh out loud if you're in your car? The story essentially was that the Postal Service, the U.S. Postal Service, is suggesting, this is not a joke, they're suggesting that if you want to email somebody, you type out the email message and mail it to them.
What?
And their reasoning is so that it won't get lost in cyberspace. What do you think, we're stupid? Mail your email? Yeah, they're desperate. It's obvious they need money big time. What else do we have here? Oh, boy. Here we go. Poland. This story, I'll just read it as it was released this morning. Roman Catholics in Poland have attended a special mass celebrating what they believe to be a miracle. How many times have we seen these? the appearance on a communion wafer of a dark spot that they are convinced is the heart of Jesus. How can a dark spot on a wafer be the heart of Jesus? It says the communion wafer in question developed a brown spot in 2008 after falling on the floor during a mass. Two doctors have determined that the spot was heart muscle tissue, probably from Jesus. How about this? How about it fell on the floor and something dirty got on it? Heart muscle tissue from Jesus.
I believe it.
Well, I believe it too, Peon. Better safe than sorry.
Sounds totally rational to me.
Sure does. Now, this is not in some foreign country. This is in Elyria, Ohio. I've never heard of Elyria, Ohio. We got a guy who has been charged with domestic assault. He tried to shove snake poop in his girlfriend's mouth. Now, first of all, I've never seen a snake poop.
No.
Of all the snake footage or snakes that I've seen, I've never seen one poop.
I've seen a lot at the zoo in their cages, and no, I've never seen poop laying around.
It must be the tiniest poop in the world. They say that Amber Pennell told the police that her boyfriend threatened to ruin her bedroom, then he wouldn't let her leave once she entered. I'm not sure I know what that means. She tells police that she grabbed a poisonous snake. It was a coral snake. They're poisonous. From its holding tank, and threatened to let it go if he didn't leave her. He grabbed the snake by the tail, took excrement from it, and shoved it in her mouth.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know how to get excrement out of a snake. Do they poop out of their tail?
I guess you just,
I don't know.
Their underbelly. I guess you just squeeze it towards its back.
Where
end.
Does the poop come out on a snake? I've seen snakes. I've held snakes. I've never seen their snake rectum.
Mm-mm.
Where are their snake rectum?
Really? I don't know.
I don't either. You got to really know your snakes to know how to squeeze the poop out of one and put it in your girlfriend's mouth.
Same with worms. I know there's a lot of worm poop,
well,
but I've never seen a hole on a worm.
There's a lot of worm goo, but is it poop? I don't know.
Yeah, they have poop. It's called castings.
Wait, castings? Whoa. How do you know that?
Oh, I learned it from...
You're like a scientist.
He's a worm expert.
Our friend Jim McMillan, I learned that from him a while ago.
He told you about a worm casting?
Yeah, you can use it in planting and as
like
a fertilizer. Yeah.
You learn something every day here. Ladies, get in here, please. They want to hear the patent leather shoe joke.
Ooh, that's nice.
Well, I will admit, this is one of the all-time great jokes. You got a country boy who goes to a prom, and, you know, he rents a tuxedo, and along with it, many times, come these patent leather shoes. Well, once he has rented them and has seen what patent leather shoes are, his dream is to own a pair of patent leather shoes. He's mesmerized by patent leather. And I will have to admit, the first time I saw patent leather, I thought, how could any shoes be this shiny? Like a mirror, like a black mirror. So he saves his money, and he buys a pair of patent leather shoes. And he realizes they're so reflective that you can actually see, if you're dancing with a girl, you can see up her dress. So he thinks, I'm going to have some fun with these patent leather shoes. So he takes this girl out that he's been liking for a while, and he takes her to a dance. And they're dancing, and they're slow dancing. And she says, so tell me more about yourself. He says, well, I don't like to talk about myself a lot. One thing that few people know about me is that I'm psychic, kind of a mind reader. I see things other people don't see. She says, what do you mean? And while they're dancing, he says, well, for example, I really like the blue panties you're wearing. She says, how in the world could you know that I have on blue panties? Did the wind blow my dress up? He says, no. I just see a vision in my mind. Well, he was looking down at his patent leather shoes. He could see the reflection, but she doesn't know that. He says, "Do you have on blue panties?" She says, "Well, as a matter of fact, I do. This is unbelievable." He takes her out the next weekend, and they're dancing and talking, and he says, "Oh, by the way, nice bright red panties. I really like them, especially with that pale blue lace around the edge." She says, "Oh, my goodness, how could you?" He says, "Remember, I have special powers. I'm like a mind reader and a psychic." He says, "Do you have on bright red panties?" She says, "Well, yes, I do." He says, "Uh-huh, I knew it." Well, he does this for a few weekends, and then one weekend she decides she's going to play a trick on him. She doesn't wear any panties. So they're dancing, and they're dancing, and he's not saying much. He looks concerned. She says, "You're not having a good time tonight?" He says, "No, I'm having a good time." She says, "Well, what's the matter? You normally have something to say about, you know, what I'm wearing, what kind of panties, you know, with your special talent. What's the matter? You lose your talent?" He said, No, I don't know, maybe I got a headache, and maybe that's interfering with it. She says, "No," she says, "I can't keep doing this to you. I'm just messing with you. I'm not wearing any panties tonight." He says, "Whew, thank goodness. For a minute, I thought I had a crack in my patent leather shoes."
This traffic report is sponsored by John Veal Roofing, and here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic. What's up, Tim?
Well, Tino, on eastbound 270, you've got stop-and-go traffic from McDonald through New Florissant, but continuing east at 367, you've got two left lanes that are shut down with an accident, and it may be a hazmat situation, and that has traffic backed up from West Florissant all the way out through 367. Now, on westbound 70, that's a little bit slow now between 370 and Mid River Small Drive. On eastbound 70, we already have slow traffic from Kings Highway to 10th Street, but now at O'Fallon Park, we just had a report, and we're on our way to check that out again, that we've got some kind of a spilled load that's over there. So you're running slow between Kings Highway and it's got two right lanes blocked. Southbound 270, stop and go Page through Olive, then Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. On the downtown bridge approaches, eastbound 40, that is slowing Busch Stadium now to the Poplar Street Bridge. And on, looks like, southbound 141, you're slow from Vance down to Highway 44. This traffic report is brought to you by Fifth Third Bank. Get something back from your home with a Fifth Third Equity Flex line at a low rate. Call 1-866-53-LOANS or go to 53.com. Fifth Third Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is Mike Kelly, the voice of the Mizzou Tigers. You're listening to the Big 550 KTRS.
And the Big 550 is your exclusive home for everything Mizzou. Tonight at 7 p.m., it's Tiger Talk with Gary Pinkel on KTRS. We'll talk about who's hot and who's not, the results of last weekend's game, and the outlook for the next matchup on the schedule. The Tigers are here on
the Big 550 KTRS.
We are our Mizzou.
Commerce Bank has helped businesses grow through the toughest economies in our history. So we know opportunities don't really disappear, they just change. Think about it. Interest rates are now at historic lows. Real estate's become a buyer's market, and equipment prices are deeply discounted, making this a smart time for your company to build, expand, upgrade your operation, or even buy out a competitor to increase market share. But capitalizing on opportunities takes capital. That's where Commerce comes in. Our financial strength and stability means we have money to lend, even when others may not. So Commerce can now help you take advantage of low interest rates, low-fee loan programs, and other financial products and services to help your company cut costs, increase revenues, and run smarter and stronger. Opportunity is out there. And here at Commerce Bank. Member FDIC.
At Assisted Recovery Centers of America, lives are changed every day.
Every other place that you call, you go in for 6 months, 9 months. ARCA, you walk in the door, you are treated with medication. At the time you walk in and you leave that same day, you're treated in your own environment. You're treated at home. You can be at home with your treatment, around the people you love and need to be around. Here they teach you how to live in your circumstances without the medication, with the pharmaceuticals that they give you that helps the craving, and you just learn how to live without it. I've been clear and free for almost 3 years now, and they're still there to help me if I need it.
Break the grip of drug and alcohol addiction. Discover the amazingly effective combination of anti-craving medications and counseling treatment at Assisted Recovery Centers. Make the confidential call now at 314-645-6840. That's 314-645-6840. Assisted Recovery Centers of America. The time is now.
A lot of restaurants come and go, some lasting a few months, others a year or so. But the really good ones, they have customers coming back year after year, like Stefanina's. Stefanina's has been a favorite of diners for over 30 years. With the area's best and largest pizzas, with your choice of cheese, their authentic pasta dishes, salads, and large selection of entrees, the food's one reason folks return again and again. The other reasons? A comfortable atmosphere, fast and friendly service, and incredibly low prices. Stefanina's is family-owned and operated, so it's really important to them that you are 100% satisfied. Lunch specials start at only $5.95, and that includes an entree, salad, and your drink. Daily specials include their popular large pizza for the price of a small every Monday. What began as a small family restaurant by Stefanina herself has grown into five locations. You'll find the menu, specials, and directions online at stefspizza.com. That's STEFSpizza.com. Heck, you can even order online. Stefanina's and stefspizza.com.
Every time you pull up to your home, you notice it. Your neighbors notice it too. Your paint is chipping, peeling, fading. So you're gonna paint your house yourself? I don't think so. You're gonna pay someone else every few years to paint? That makes no sense. The solution? RhinoShield, a revolutionary permanent ceramic coating that comes with a 25-year warranty. Bottom line, with RhinoShield, you will never have to paint your house again. Guaranteed. Perfect for wood, brick, stucco, even vinyl. And unlike vinyl, no mold, no mildew, no kidding. Call today for your free estimate, 877-25-RHINO. It's more affordable than you think, 877-25-RHINO.
Don't paint, don't vinyl, go RhinoShield.
Never paint your house again,
RhinoShield.
RhinoShield is more affordable than you think. For your free estimate, call 877-25-RHINO. Or on the web at 877-25-RHINO.com.
Football is back. And so is Touchdown to Cash at Casino Queen. Every Tuesday through Saturday, correctly pick two games and receive $20 in Royal Free Play valid the following Sunday. Plus, you'll be entered to win $1,000 in Royal Free Play in the weekly drawing on Sundays at 4:30. Touchdown to Cash is back. So get into the game and join the fun all season long at Casino Queen. See Queen's Club for details. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Some prefer cremation and others traditional burial. It's a matter of personal preference, a family choice. Schrader Funeral Home and Crematory can help you plan a service that's right for you. Their pre-planning specialists can help you make arrangements just the way you want it. Visit Schrader.com to learn more.
You focus on your business, U.S. Cellular will handle the wireless. Get on the network with the highest satisfaction of any national carrier and be the happiest customers in wireless.
Tiny bubble in the wine.
He resides in Southern California, where the weather can't be any nicer there than it is here. Of course, when it's 3 below 0 here, it'll be just like this out there. But for now, we'll take it. His name is Mike Evans, and he is brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. A lot of kitchen and bathroom remodeling places out there. Some good, some not so good, some terrible. And then there's Thompson Price. I always say, better to do it right than wish you had. Then you end up having to do it twice. Go to their website for more, thompsonprice.com. Please say good afternoon to Mike Evans.
Give it up.
make me happy.
Had a glass of wine the other night. I thought about you because you drink a lot of wine. I don't drink much at all. So I had a rare glass of wine. And then the woman came over and she said, how's the wine? I said, it's horrible. I don't like it, but I'll pay for it because I ordered it. And I did. But that's just one of those things. If you don't know much about it, you like the... And here's my problem, too. All the descriptions are the same. Nutty, fruity, oaky, spicy, whatever.
With a hint of some,
and some kind of finish. They all sound great, you know. But this one, this one wasn't.
What was it?
Do you remember the kind? No, I don't. It just looked interesting.
Red, white.
You ordered it by name.
It was red.
You ordered it by name or by?
I just looked at the list and I looked at the description of nutty, fruity, spicy something, and it tasted horrible. But hey, live and learn. It wasn't her fault. It was my fault. How you doing?
Good. We start off with a pop quiz question. Name the name of the big time late night TV host that has a reputation of borrowing other comedians' jokes.
Bill Clavlin.
Form or giving credit.
Bill Clavlin.
David Letterman.
Oh.
Or Conan O'Brien. Answer in just a minute. Dr. Conrad Murray trial picks up today. It's been going on all day long. Two big stories on Friday, of course, was the paramedic that testified they could have saved Michael Jackson's life if they had been called earlier, and also saying that Murray has lied to them about the medication Michael was on. We've heard a little more of that throughout the day. Expecting to testify this week, Dr. Conrad Murray's girlfriend, who Dr. Conrad Murray talked to on the phone when he discovered Michael was dead. Boy, that's got to be interesting to hear what she heard on the other end of the line when he walked into the room and found Michael's eyes gaped open and his mouth open and not breathing. That's got to be interesting to see how that whole thing came down. She should be testifying probably tomorrow. Black Eyed Peas, Gladys Knight, Christina Aguilera will perform Saturday at Michael Jackson's tribute in Wales. Also performing, LaToya Jackson.
No.
And three of the Jackson brothers are going to sing together.
Oh, yeah, about time.
Oh, boy. And there are questions about now about whether or not the Jackson kids, whether or not they have gone to Wales. They haven't been seen in a week, but now there's talk they may not go. If they do go, they will not go up on stage. I think that whole thing's sort of up in the air. To be honest with you, I don't really care. Why are they even doing this?
Well, what's the point of it?
What is the point of it, Frank O'Pinion?
I don't know.
Yeah, you can also see this tribute if you really want to see it. You can see it. It's going to be streamed live on Facebook. $4.
I think we've seen...
They're going to charge you $4 to watch it.
We've seen just about everything we can see about him.
Yeah. $4.
No thanks.
Black Eyed Peas, Gladys Knight, Pips, Christina Aguilera, and three of the Jackson brothers singing.
No thanks.
Love Nuggets, Demi Moore.
Yes.
And Ashton Kutcher. Went to counseling over the weekend at the L.A. Kabbalah Center. But they arrived and they left separately. That sort of tells a story, doesn't it?
Well, you'd think if that were effective, they would have left together.
Yeah. Good point. Mm. Yeah. The fact that they showed up and left separately, I think there's a problem. Jennifer Aniston, boyfriend Justin Theroux, I guess is getting in front of the media that finds out everything. He says that he was once hooked on painkillers, crack, LSD.
Those are painkillers.
Ecstasy.
Oh, painkillers and those things.
Cocaine. Wow. Mushrooms.
That's all?
Heroin.
Man.
At least he drew the line. He wasn't hooked on marijuana.
Yeah, he knew when to stop.
He should have just made a list of things he hasn't been hooked on.
Marijuana, that was it.
Tylenol.
Oh, yeah. TV news rating shocker. Number one show Thursday night, Big Bang Theory. Number two, The Mentalist. Number three, Person of Interest. Number four, X Factor. It came in fourth, just barely beat out Grey's Anatomy and some show called How to Be a Gentleman. I mean, I'll tell you what, you never saw American Idol or America's Got Talent coming in fourth place any night that they were on.
Nope.
Melissa McCarthy, who won an Emmy for Mike and Molly and weighs close to 300 pounds, is coming out with her own line of XL women's clothing.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, Melissa McCarthy hosted Saturday Night Live this past Saturday. It was one of the funniest Saturday Night Lives in years.
She is an excellent comedian.
Oh, it was. Did you see any
yes.
of it?
Yes, I did.
It was hilarious.
Yeah, she's funny.
I like her falling down stairs.
Yeah.
And
Lulu.
She's like a fat new Lucille Ball.
Yeah.
But even better.
Yeah, she's funny.
I thought it was great. I thought it was just great. What happened to the Rams over the weekend?
You know what? That's a good question, Mike. We need to check into that.
What about the Cardinals?
So far,
nice game.
Hanging in.
They're hanging in. Came, brought it back, but pulled it out of the jaws of defeat yesterday.
That's right. Yep.
What is that?
And finally.
Is that like a drink warning or something?
He doesn't know what it is.
Name the name of the big-time late-night TV host that has the reputation of borrowing other comedians' jokes. Jay Leno, David Letterman, Conan O'Brien.
Tina.
I'll go with Jay.
I'm going to go Jay.
Jay, because I can't stand him.
I think we have to go with Jay.
The answer is Jay Leno.
Wow.
You guys are smart.
We are. We're geniuses.
Mike Evans, I'm live. I'm in Hollywood. Only station in St. Louis to have somebody staffing the Dr. Conrad Murray trial. We're right here. Can be heard mornings on John St. Jack.
No.
Oh, that's not right.
No.
Never mind. Mike Evans, Deardorff. See ya.
Okay. He always gets Deardorff confused with St. James.
Yes.
When's he going to learn? Mike Evans, brought to you by Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home, thompsonprice.com. Ah, boy, we don't have much time here, do we? We'll have some information for you tomorrow about and get a pen and paper ready about how to book the great Tina and Dan band. That's right. How you can book them for a gig. Yeah, they're that far along in their musical career, so we'll do that tomorrow. What we're gonna do now is send some people to Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. The people we're sending would be those of you who have $25,000 or more. You don't have to have it in a shoebox or in a safe deposit box or in any particular type of account. It could be a 401k. It could be profit sharing, pension. But if you have investable money, money that you either have invested or that you can invest, that's $25,000 or more, maybe a meeting with these guys would be a good idea. Two goals. One, to turn that money into more money, and two, to find out how to find other money to add to it so that it can also grow without changing your lifestyle. I mean, you don't want to starve to death and never have a vacation or a boat if that's your thing, or live in a crappy house. You don't have to do all that. The secret is to split the difference. Have a great life now and a great life later. Because you planned it that way. But you did it with help from professionals. Mark Reardon, Jason Becker with Stiefel Nicholas. They've done this for a long time. They do it for a lot of people. They do it for people with $25,000 or millions of dollars. And the better they do for you, the better they do for themselves. And they've got a very good reputation, so they must be doing some things right. Start at this website, markandjason.com.
With your Golden Oakland and Airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Southbound 270 looking much, much better now. You're just slow on both sides of Doherty Ferry. Now, the problem we do have is on eastbound 70. It's right by Adelaide, O'Fallon Park, that area. It did have some gain, and it's not the chicken parts that they were talking about. Otherwise, I think they'd be scooping that up. But the fire department's out there hosing off the highway. They've got three lanes blocked. People are getting by just on the right shoulder. The left shoulder, and your traffic is backed up from Goodfellow to Adelaide, and then it's a great run into downtown. We had an incident on westbound 70 at Union. It had two left lanes blocked, but now they've moved that off to the entrance ramp of Kings Highway, and they've got the ramp shut down. Traffic is slow down from Grand through Union, and then you're heavy again as you get out towards T.R. Hughes. Downtown bridge approaches, everything is thinned out there. We told you southbound 270, this eastbound 270, that was an accident. It's out at 367. They do have two left lanes blocked. You're back up to West Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by Regions Bank. Buying a car? Regions gives you great loan rates, quick answers, and more financial control. Call 1-888-INASNAP or visit your local Regions branch. Subject to credit approval, equal housing lender. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Wednesday night on Inside College Sports.
Boys and girls, John Hadley telling you you're not going to get more college football information anywhere in the world than you will listening to Mike Kelly and Vahe Gregorian break it down here on the Big 550 KTRS.
For the latest up-to-the-minute information on the teams, the coaches, the players, who's hot and who's not, it's Inside College Sports. Wednesday nights from 9 till 10 on the Big 550 KTRS and on KTRS.com. We are Mizzou.
Hi, I'm John Shea, here to tell you about a company I think a lot of listeners will find extremely useful. It's called Pitch It. Pitch It is a residential and commercial junk removal service. At Pitch It, their motto is Pitch It and Forget It. Call Pitch It at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100. If you're like me, you have that one piece of furniture in the basement or the garage that catches your eye and you've been meaning to get rid of it, but haven't found the time, or in some cases, the strength. Pitch It is a locally owned and operated handling and junk removal service. They're fast, friendly, reliable, and affordable. Their professionals will show up at your location so you don't have to move your unwanted items to the curb or to the porch. They'll do it. Pitch It will even clean up the area after they're done. Big or small, Pitch It will handle the moving without you lifting a finger. They're eco-friendly, recycling most of the items within reason, and of course, they're fully insured. So give them a call, 314-932-1100, or see their website at pitchit.us. That's pitchit.us. Senior discounts apply.
The Home Depot has a new idea for easier installation of insulation. New Owens Corning EcoTouch R30 15-inch insulation at a new lower price of only $9.97 a roll. It's easier to handle, and at this new lower price, it's a lot easier on your wallet. So make it easy on yourself with Owens Corning EcoTouch insulation, just $9.97 a roll. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Hi, Mark Connolly, General Manager of Connolly Roofing Exteriors. Roofing has been our family tradition for